Hello, this is Joe McGee. You know, we've been doing seminars across the country for years. Seminars on marriage, parenting, men, money, and family. We want to encourage you to email us and let us know if this podcast has helped you. Or maybe you have joined us live at one of our seminars. If you have a testimony, you just want to tell us what God's doing in your life, please email us at mail@joemcgeeministries.com, or you can contact us through our website, joemcgeeministries.com. There you will find helpful articles and tools to help you grow in God, your marriage, and your family. I love you guys. We hope you enjoy the podcast.
My kids will never be put to shame. God promised that to me. Joel 2:26, and you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord God, who has dealt with you wondrously and with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. And you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God, and none else. And my people shall never be ashamed. Now, there's five scriptures. You know shame's not a good thing. God said, I promise you, I don't want you to be ashamed. You'll never be ashamed. You're going to be blessed. Like this, this is the A version. This is abound. Proverbs 28:20, a faithful man shall abound with blessings. Who? A faithful man. So I pray that, Father, I pray we be a faithful people and a faithful family. That we do what's right. Why? Because a faithful man will abound with blessings. But he that makes haste to be rich shall not be innocent. Romans 5:20. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. For where sin abound, grace did much more abound. I don't care how much sin there is. There's more grace than there is sin. There's more grace than there is sin. Romans 15:13. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. I don't care if it's finances, grace, mercy, I don't care what it is. God wills that we abound in it, that we be blessed and highly favored. 2 Corinthians 8:7. Therefore, as you abound in everything, in faith, in utterance, in knowledge, in diligence, and your love toward us, see that you abound also in this grace. And that was in the grace of giving and receiving. God said, I want you to be blessed. I don't want you just to get by. I want you to abound. Then 2 Corinthians 9:8. And God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that in all things, at all times, having all your need met, you will abound in every good work. You know, God doesn't want you just to get by. Why you rather? God don't want you getting by. He wants you to be blessed and abound. It means having a more than enough, abound more than enough, which brings us to this word, abundance. And why are you doing it? Well, I'm just going through the alphabet on these. I put these together for my kids because you won't pray. If you don't believe it's God's will for you to be blessed, you won't pursue it and your faith won't be there. Look at this. 2 Chronicles 17:5. Therefore, the Lord established the kingdom in his hand, and all Judah brought to Jehoshaphat presence. He had riches and honor in abundance. Now, you know, it'd be one thing to have honor and riches, but how about to have it in abundance? How much honor you got? A bunch. How much riches you got? I got a bunch. I have an abundance. God gave it to me. Matthew 25:29. For unto everyone who has shall be given, them that, and he shall have an abundance. From him that hath not, even that which he has shall be taken away. God said, I want you to abound in every good blessing. I want you to abound. John 10:10. The thief comes but to steal, kill, and destroy. I am come that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly. Are you getting any of this? I mean, are you listening what God's saying about I want you to be blessed abundantly and abound, more than enough, exceeding, abundantly, above, all, gaudy. God's gaudy. Quit praying us, Lord, if you can just help us get by and just help me and Maul, us two kids, us four, no more. Quit praying that stuff. We're talking about faith and prayer. God, I want to be blessed. I want to be a blessing. I want to leave people better than I find them. I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be really good. Psalm 132, verse 15, I will bless her, Israel, with abundant provisions. Her poor will I satisfy with food. God doesn't want you being without. I don't care who you are today. God does not want you being without. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Woo, have mercy. Ephesians again, 3:20, I want to bless you exceeding abundantly above all you ask or think. Exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. Now look at this. I like this right here. And you talking about the abundance and the stuff, because I told my kids, Dad, how do you want us to do? I said, I want you to do exceptionally well. I want you to abound in every good work. But here's what we're up against. Here's what I want you to do. Divine protection. From what? Well, there's a devil. Now watch this. I've got these scriptures listed out. What is this? Well, it's about praying. praying about what? We need to pray against things as well as for things. How do you know that? Well, listen to this. This is all the scriptures on the devil. Watch this. 1 Peter 5:8. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him steadfast in the faith. I said, you know, God wants you to resist the devil. Why? You can whip him. He's giving you power to resist him. In what? In the faith. Believe that it's true and it'll happen. Look at this. John 10:10. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. I've come that you might have life and life more abundant. I said, you got an enemy. You didn't do anything to him. He's just the devil. He hates, he kills, he steals. God has given you authority over him, but you need to use it. You need to use your faith. No, I've been given authority. I believe what God said. I'm the head, not the tail. Everything I touch prospers. I believe that. And I'm going to start praying it because it's true. Now look at this. 2 Timothy 2:24 talks about the devil. He's praying that they will escape the snares of the devil, being taken captive by him to do his will. What do you realize? Well, God wants you blessed. I want you to use your faith. Why? You live on an alien planet. 2 Corinthians 4:4, it is the little g god of this planet. He hates your guts. He's trying to steal from you. I'm trying to see that you get blessed. So I need you to use your faith and resist the devil. Now look at this. Ephesians 6:16. Above all. Now watch this. Remember we got this above all. Beloved, I wish above all things you'd prosper in health, your soul prospers. You know, if God says above all, might want to pay attention. Might want to underline and highlight above all. It's real important. It's real important. Above all things, I want you to prosper in health, that your soul prospers. Well, look at this. Ephesians 6. Paul wrote this. Above all, taking the shield of faith. Above everything else, I need you to get your shield of faith. Though. Why? There's a devil that hates your guts, hates your family, hates your money, hates your health, hates your sanity. He hates you. I need you to resist him with the shield of faith. What? Faith. Resist him. Believe that what I said is going to come to pass. Resist him with the shield of faith, wherewith you will be able to quench all. I can quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Whatever the devil's coming at me, God's promised, Joe, I'm going to let you take care about half what the devil's doing. No. Joe, I'm going to enable you to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Oh, my goodness. Faith. We're talking about the thing about faith and prayer. Look at this. James 4:7. Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he shall flee. Ooh, have mercy. Resist the devil and he'll flee. Why? Your faith. The devil can't handle faith. The devil can handle me. He can't handle faith. Faith is what I say. Faith speaks. The word of faith which we preach is in our heart and in our mouth. The word of faith which we preach. You say it. You got to say what God says. Oh my goodness. Luke chapter 8, verse 11. And now this parable is this. The seeds, the word of God, went by the wayside, and the ones which heard it. And then the devil came, watch this, and takes away the seed or the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. What's the devil trying to do? Steal the word out of me. Why? Because the word's going to produce for me. And I want to start saying it, start thinking it, start believing it, start talking it. Then look at this. Revelation 12, verse 9. Revelation 12, 9. Now the great dragon was cast as out, and the serpent, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world, was cast to earth and his angels, and was cast out with him. For the devil has come down to you having great wrath, because he knows that he has a short time. Now, what do you want to tell you? The devil knows his time's limited. He knows he's going to boil in the lake of fire forever. So when you pray, we're talking about faith and prayer. God, it is your will that I be blessed, my family be blessed, that you give us long life and riches and honor. It's the devil's will that he steals, kills, and destroys everything I got. But I'm going to use my faith, and I'm going to resist him steadfast in the faith, and he cannot steal my blessing, cannot steal my family, can't steal my life, can't steal my marriage, can't steal anything. Why? Because I am blessed of God. So you got to go through and say that. Now look at this, divine protection. I go through this. Psalms 91. Now this is great for your kids. Psalm 91, verse 9. Because you have made the Lord God your refuge, even the Most High your dwelling place, no evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. I don't care what kind it is, from smallpox to anthrax, no plague shall come near my dwelling. God said so. I believe that. It said, he shall give his angels charge over you in all your ways. And in their hands, they will bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. I'm divinely protected. Look at this. John 17. verse 15, Jesus praying, Father, I do not pray that you take them out of the world. I pray that you keep them from the evil one that's in the world. Even Jesus prayed we'd be kept from the devil. We're not to be afraid of him. He's actually afraid of us. Then look at this, Psalm 23, verse 4. Yes, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. I will fear no evil. Angels camp round about me, kept from the evil that's in the world. I will fear no evil. Oh, my goodness. Look at this, Proverbs 1:33. Whoever listens to me shall dwell safely and will be secure without fear of evil. God's will is that we don't fear any evil. We don't fear any evil. Is there evil? Oh, yeah, there's evil. There's lots of it. I'm not afraid of it. It's actually afraid of me. Then Proverbs 3:23. By wisdom you will walk safely in your way. Your foot will not stumble. When you lie down, you will not be afraid. When you lie down, your sleep will be sweet. Woo! Do not be afraid of sudden terror, nor of trouble from the wicked when it comes, for the Lord will be your confidence and will keep your foot from being caught. Oh, my goodness, what a great confession. Can you believe that? You think about this. I'll have sweet sleep. Man, I pray this. You're talking about all the things I pray with my kids. I pray the Father, I thank you tonight for sweet sleep for Sarah, Jessica, Cortez, Lauren, John. We're going to sleep great tonight, Father. We're going to be your sheep. You're our shepherd. We're going to hear your voice of a stranger we will not follow. You're going to talk to us when we go to sleep. When we get up and walk during the day, Lord, you're ordering our steps, directing our paths, your guidance into all truth. Guys, I've said it so long. I thank God he watches over his word to perform it. But he needs somebody to start praying it. So get your faith built up. Start praying what God says about your situation and your family. Look at this. I like this. Proverbs 29:25. The fear of man brings a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord shall be safe. Shall be safe. Psalm 34:7. The angel of the Lord camps around about those who fears him and delivers them. We don't have to worry about fear. We got divine protection. Our kids. I don't care if your spouse is stationed overseas in the military. We've been given divine protection. Luke 10:19. Jesus speaking. But I give you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and anything over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. What won't? Nothing. What's going to hurt you? Nothing. My God promised. I'm divinely protected. Then the last one, I like this one, Psalm 91:5. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by days, nor of the pestilence that walks in the darkness, or of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, it will not come near you. Now, 1,000, 10,000, that's 11,000 people. Can you imagine that? 11,000 people drop dead and you're still alive. Why? Divinely protected. And then I give you this last one, direction. Because how do I know where to go? God will direct you. Proverbs 16:3, commit your works to the Lord and God will establish your thoughts. Proverbs 8:20, my son, obey your father's commands. Don't neglect your mother's teaching. Keep the words always in your heart. They will lead you. They will protect you. They will advise you and they will light the way ahead of you. What will? The word of God. It's going to be a blessing to you. Proverbs 3:6, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and God will direct your path. He's going to give you divine direction. Psalm 32:8, I will instruct you. I will teach you in the way you should go. I will guide you with my eye. Psalm 31:3, for you are my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for your name's sake, lead me and guide me. What's God saying? I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to protect you. I'm going to lead you. I'm going to guide you. That's my will. But I need you to ask. Father, I thank you today for leading us, guiding us, delivering us from trouble, for helping us in time of need, for supplying all of our need, for a shield of divine favor, for teaching our kids to fear you. Father, I thank you. I know your will. That is your will. Therefore, my faith is strong in the Lord and the power of his mind. I pray according to your perfect will, your perfect word. That is faith in action, and my prayer will be answered. Nothing, Father, I've ever asked you according to your will you withhold, you supply all my need. May God give great grace to you and your family in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, thanks for listening today. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. He's got a great future for you and your family, and we are here to help you get there. Make sure and go to our website, joemcgeeministries.com. We've got all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.